Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, race, or color, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So this is Friday. You know it is Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and myself, and also Voice of the Handmaidens Night. I'm going to go ahead and connect my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless.
Oh, another day of hope, love, and faith. The greatest of these be the love of God. So, let us rejoice and be glad. We have been awestruck about the things of life, and so let faith come in. Let faith come in. All right, brother, how is the showers coming your way there in Durant?
Very scarce. Very scarce. We haven't been getting it. We've been actually lately still having summer temperatures in fall. We're looking at 95, 94. High is supposed to have reached like 93 or 94 today. They're talking about a cold front coming starting tomorrow or Sunday, bringing it down to probably the 70s and possibly getting down as low as the 50s next week. But that's about it. They said rain forecast. They're looking at it, I think, Sunday. But we haven't been really getting any rain. We just been getting a lot of heat. We got this morning, we got what I call a pass over by cloud. He passed over, dropped some, and kept going and didn't stay here. So we got like maybe about 5 minutes worth of some droppings, and that was it. And that was it for the day.
Okay. Well, you know, this is the year of Jubilee, and I believe this is the year of joy. This is a year of fortification, also the year of renewal, the year of triumph, a year again and again to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. And this is the year of testing and proving in order to move further up the mountain. So, as we continue to stand in the gap for our beloved sister, Sally Bruce, who's facing a wall of opposition and a difficult, we stand with her and against the opposition. And we're standing with her in strength and agreement for the opposition of God's victory. God's victory. The moment of God's victory. All right, so we stand in battle together. And so today we put on our battle clothes. Look what it says. Psalms 144. Let's stand together on Psalms 144, this handmaid's night, in Jesus' name. Exalt the cross, the death, the blood, the resurrection. The gift of battle today. Psalms 144, the first three verses. We stand together in the gift of battle victory. Standing together. Reach out. Let me see, what does it say?
Psalms 144. Let's see. First three verses. Yeah. Would you say it right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right, Psalms 144, verse 1 through 3. The word of God said, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hand to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him?"
Yes. Sound like the trumpet of war, putting on the battle garments, taking on the armament of war against the opposing side, the enemy. So, let's put on our garments. First the garments of war, then the garments of praise. You know, in the scripture, the Bible talks about that a lot, tremendously, about the battle, the garments of war, the armor of war. And David knew foul well, because he knew him being a warrior from the beginning, being a chosen anointed warrior to be the warrior for Israel against its all known enemies, being especially the Philistines and the Syrians. And so we have some of the same enemies today. But the two things that would stand out in understanding in the day of opposition against us is the garment of praise and the armor of war. David was a worshiper. And I think a lot of times we don't know how that plays a part in our victory in the opposing side of the enemy. The garment of praise and worship and the armor of war. War. David says, what he said there, what the first two verses, teach my hands to do what? What is that he wanted? So he's telling God to teach him to do what?
Said, "Blessed be the Lord my strength, who teaches my hand to war and my fingers to fight."
Sounds like he's preparing for something. All of his life, most of it was winning the battle. That means that God had the victory on the other side, the winning in mind. When he entered into battle with Jehovah, the mission, he always won. Think about it. All the leadings of Jehovah and hearing the word from the Most High, every battle that he won on that leading, he never lost the battle. Hallelujah. Never lost a battle when Jehovah went before him and with him. Never lost. Never lost. Can you imagine that, brother? All the battles that David fought were not just natural battles. They was not just against the natural enemies. They were garnished by the powers of forces of evil who were behind the nations. And so David was fighting both battles, both looking from a physical battle, but mostly he was fighting against spiritual enemies. So not alone, just natural. So what he says, teach my hands to war, hands and my fingers to fight. Fight. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God. 2 Corinthians 10 says. So, one of the things that you go to war with is the garment of praise and the armor of battle. The first part of that is now faith cometh. Then the Bible talks about in Romans 10, now faith cometh. Faith, I'm talking about the God's kind of faith, the Bible kind of faith. We're talking about the faith grounded in the living God, the Word of God. It says, now faith cometh. Romans 10, Paul is explaining the application in battle. The formidable opposition to lose and God's army to win. He says, now faith cometh. We understand that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So, since faith keeps coming, or is coming, by hearing, well, how do hearing come? Hearing the word of God. Well, how do we, the word of God, faith comes by the preached word, the taught word, what else? The exalted word, what else? Ah, the prophetic word. What else? The studied word and a meditated word. And then faith cometh in prayer when God ministered to you in prayer. So all of these ways, the God's kind of faith cometh. It comes. Now, what kind of shadows are the mentions of faith? The Bible speaks of about 6 or 7. It says, little faith. Holy of little faith. Then it talks about, to Cornelius, great faith. Now, I've not seen such great faith at Cornelius. Great faith. Then he talks about what area? Much faith. Then he talks about another type of faith. He says, mountain moving faith. Then he talks about the gift of faith. Then he talks about overcoming faith. So all of these, then he institute right in between there, miracle working faith. So faith keeps coming, so the mountains keep moving. Faith keeps coming, and the opposition loses. Faith coming. But before we arm ourselves with a garment of praise, why is praise and worship so important? Do you remember that story, brother? What is it? Is that Second Chronicles 20? Is that? Let me see. Where is that? Second Chronicles 20, when King Hezekiah was in a battle. Is that Second Chronicles?
Is that Jehoshaphat?
Yeah, brother Jehoshaphat.
Yeah,
brother King Jehoshaphat.
Yeah, Second Chronicles.
Yes, he was facing overwhelming odds, difficult from the opposing side. Let me see. I remember that story is very significant. It's talking about winning. It talks about how the Lord says, this is how you're going to win. You're going to ambush the enemy. So Second Chronicles, let's see.
Chapter chapter
Hallelujah.
20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
Okay. Let's come see what we say there. Ambushing the enemy with the garment of praise and worship. Okay. Let me see. You want to read some of that?
Okay. You want to start at the first verse, or is that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and beyond they be in Hazar Tamar, which is in Jedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if an evil come upon us as a sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, that thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, and they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know what we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeho, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Now King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this valley. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites, and of the children of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing in the praise, the Lord set ambush against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. But the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they look up, look unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what do you think of that, about the putting on the garment of praise and worship and the armor of war and the text of faith. That's some event to teach you something, right? How they worship and praise.
Important.
You notice that the enemy was great and terrifying, but the Lord gave him a specific instruction. Jehovah says, this is what you're going to do. How are you going to ambush the enemy? That was amazing. Hallelujah. That was amazing. So we see the power of true worship in God and the praise. Putting on the garment of praise and worship. And look what happened to King. He sought and he found out the power and the ability that God unleashes and releases in the worshiper, in praise and in worship. There comes an assurance that I will be with you. And is contained is in worship with is to win. That's why he said, teach my hands to war. Teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight to win. The armor, the garment of praise and worship. Hallelujah. And he putting on the armor of war. David said, I'm about to war because I'm about to win. I'm about to war. I'm not warring just to fight. I'm warring to win. Because the battle is not my ability, Hezekiah said, but the battle is him to win. Hallelujah. And listen, what he says in Psalms 34. Psalms 34 confirms that. The Lord always confirms Satakasha. In Psalms 34, the first five verses.
Psalms 34 said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and deliver me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed.
Going to verse 7.
This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered him.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the cry? Did we hear that? Did we really hear that? Are we hearing that? He starts off with, bless the Lord, what? This is in the midst of the battle, the opposition. This is the battle of the stress and the problem of the water. What is he saying? I will bless the Lord. What do I do? I will bless the Lord at what?
At all times.
No, he didn't say all times. No, he didn't. Not in the midst of the terrible storms of war, opposition. I would do what?
I would bless the Lord at all times.
That's what the armor of faith does, the armor of faith. It brings you assurance. Now, the worship and the praise is taking you before the Lord. The angels going before you. Hallelujah. Look what he said. When you're releasing the worship, praise, the victory and the arm of the angels are going before you in battle. And listen, we unreleased this. That's why David was a worshiper. That's how he won one of the areas where he was able to win so many battles. Hallelujah. Jehovah was with him. Now, in the New Testament, in the 8th chapter of Hebrews said, we have a better covenant. What is that, 8:27-25? He said, we have a better covenant, built upon with a better sacrifice, a more excellent sacrifice, built upon better promises. Can you imagine having a better promise than Hezekiah, brother, and David had in the? Can you imagine we have a better covenant built upon a better sacrifice? Listen, is that 8:27 or 8:25, whatever the name, Hebrew. Now,
Hebrews.
Can you imagine,
okay.
Huh?
Okay, go ahead.
Sir, can you imagine that we on the other side of the cross have a better promise, better bone, a more excellent sacrifice, better promise than Hezekiah? Can you imagine that?
Amen.
Can we grasp that? Shataka. It says that because of the better sacrifice, that means we didn't have no bulls and heifers and goats. That was a type and shadow. But we had the real thing. We on the other side of where the real thing, the Lamb of God, the real Lamb. And we're built upon what? A better and more excellent. A better covenant, better sacrifice. A more excellent. Hezekiah, Abraham, David, they won battles, and in the sacrifice they offered to God, the burnt offering, the sin offering was a goat or lamb, a ram. But here we got the Son of God been offered up for us. No better, no excellent way, but the very Son of God. Our promises of faith. What did it say in Psalm 34 that propels us into the New Testament, all the way from the old to the new? I will bless Jehovah with all at all times. It's my blessed at all times, Adonai, the word Adonai, Lord, at all times. That's what faith does. That's what faith go before us. I will bless the Lord God. His praises shall be. Better go over there. His praises shall continue to be in my what?
In my
mouth. You mean I got to release something out of my mouth continually? My mouth was made. Do you know the mouth is made more for praise and worship and release? I know we use it for a lot of other stuff, but primarily in the war and the victory, it's made for releasing the sword, the word of God, which is faith, and praise and worship. Now, why is the power released and the faith at work when we praise and worship from the heart? What is released from our mouth? A two-edged sword. The word of God comes alive in faith as a two-edged sword, Hebrews says. The weapons of our warfare is a two-edged sword that comes out of our mouth. The word of the living God becomes as a flame of fire. Listen, any battle, any war, any difficult, any situation that's overwhelming like Hezekiah had, we must put on the armor of worship and praise, showing your faith. Because King David, never lost a battle. When he and heed the commands of Jehovah and he listened, he never lost. No matter how many, a big army, three armies, four armies, how is he able to win? Because he was battling not just against these physical armies, these physical beings. It was the power of darkness that was behind these nations who worship demons and devils and principalities and powers. But our power, the scripture says in 2nd chapter of Ephesians, we are seated. Where are we seated? In Ephesians 2. We are seated together with the warrior of all warriors, King, the Lord of hosts, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. We are seated with one that had specialized in war. Hallelujah. There was a little war in heaven, and the devil was cast out because the Lord didn't even enter that war. The angels battled because it wouldn't have been fair if God had entered, it would have been fair. So he just let the angels through Satan out because the Lord don't battle. He just lifts his hand and it's done. So he let the angels do that because it wouldn't be fair. See, it'd be fair if God was to battle against the enemy because it wouldn't be, there is no battle. Bro, there is no battle. Yeah. So he let the angels war and conflict and threw him out because it'd just be totally unfair if the Lord God would just lift one of his just the little fingers, Satan would be no more because he's a creature and the creator would be unfair. So he let the angels of war battle and let us battle because he's promised victory. Now I will bless the Lord at all time. His praises shall be continually in my mouth. Now, here's the time when we meet the opposing enemy and difficult rise in your life and trouble overwhelm you and you can't see and the enemy blind you and stun you. He says, David says, who knew more war than we ever knew, more battles than we ever knew, I would bless Jehovah at all times. His praises shall continue. Be where? Where is the praises going to be coming from? Out of my what?
Out of my mouth.
What happened to the special, what happened to the singers in worship in Joseph? He set a group of anointed singers and worshipers. Now you said, these anointed singers, they don't have no ability. That's what you think. That's what you say.
Yeah.
But why did Jehovah set to the king, the Kohathites who were anointed to worship? These are the worshipers, anointed of God. They were to sing and worship Jehovah and woe before the face of the enemy and what? And praise Jehovah and said, what do they say? I will praise. I will praise.
Yeah.
I will praise and worship. And wow, something was released. Something was released. Someone was released. Someone was released. Not only something was released, but someone was released. The hand of the mighty God. Listen, releasing. When we put on the armor of faith and the armor of battle, the first one is the worshiper. Let's read something here about worship, why David was known to teaching worship. Now, in the 98 Psalms of David, he says something that's also confirming about, hallelujah, David just knew how to release the hand of Jehovah and how faith speaks, not what things are, but what he wants things to be. Faith declares what we desire to be instead of what it seems to be. Well, you see, when we face a test, you can get sad or you can get glad. Now, it's a human thing to get sad, right?
Amen.
Hmm? That's a human quality. A human quality is when you face things to get sad because we're human. But here's another method. The Lord says beyond being sad for looking on those things that are, let's look beyond what things are and let's declare what faith said it is to be or should be. Now, you can be sad, and that's a human thing. But then if you want to move beyond that and go beyond that to the area where the Lord stands, then you have to take another step, be feeling any human emotions. You have to move beyond that. Now, the psalmist said, and we'll look at what he said, in 95, it started in 95th Psalms and the 96th, because we're putting on the armor now. We're putting on the armor and releasing the armor of praise and worship. Remember, that's what they went before. That's what. Now, some people think that everything you do has to be only in a certain way. Some Christians have locked themselves into one little set of rules, but I'm thank God I'm going to be like King Hezekiah. I'm going to go beyond these little set rules that men set. And I'm going to look at what the Lord instructed Hezekiah. Hallelujah to Jesus. What did he do? He set this whole group of worshipers, and they began loudly. Brother, did they loudly? Did they keep quiet? Were they quiet? They heard trying to cry. Did their faith sound loud? Did their faith open their mouth?
Amen.
Did they release the sword of victory out of their mouth? Or did they just, well, it's okay to be, that's a time to be quiet. There is a time. But when you're in time for battle, war to win, the sword, the roar of the Lord roars out of your mouth. The faith of God roars out of your mouth. The two-edged sword, the roar of worship and praise of victory. Hallelujah. Look what it says. Psalms 95, the armor of worship and praise, putting on. Mm-hmm.
The word of God says 95. In Psalm 95, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do error in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest.
96.
O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory from the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. All the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Yeah. Now we're putting on something here. I got one. You have to get your word, the word of the Lord, the angel's message. You know, there's a lot of keys in the angel's message that confirms what is in the Bible. a lot of keys. And sometimes we don't turn these keys or use these keys, and we overlook these keys. But as one in the Message 88,
Message 88, verse 37 to 39. The word of the Lord says, therefore, come against him, break his yoke by true belief, and study the word. Obey the Lord's spirit and make ready. There will come trials, but they cannot destroy. Ye read these words and follow through. Find worship and deliverance. Let Daniel A. Rogers continue the Lord's work with this.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, it talks about finding, the word find. What do that mean, finds, brother? Is it find what?
Find deliverance. Find worship and deliverance. Seek for it.
So what is that? What is that? Now, the angel, the Elias, come and tell a people and speak. And sometimes a lot of things are overlooked, are misunderstood, are ignored, but not applied. They're read, but not applied. See, so easy to say, I believe. But the only way you show God that you really believe when you apply it. It is not the hearers, but the doers, right?
Right.
So if I was to read something but don't apply it, I can have all the gas I want and say this is gas for the running the car, and that's good. But if I never put it in the tank, it won't do no good with it. Won't do any good.
Say again now. Yes, amen.
If I have all the gas I need to make the car to go where it needs to go, but I don't want to apply or use that gas and put it in the tank, it's won't do no good. It can stay outside, and I know it's there, and I can say it's there, but if I don't put it to no use, then it's no benefit. See, here's the thing about say I believe. The God's kind of faith goes beyond just saying it. It's about applying it.
Right.
That's where, it's saying it, that, like I said, well, I believe all the Bible. Yeah, I don't understand that. Okay. Then we have people say, I believe all the angels' message. Well, that's a good start. That's a wonderful start. Saying, right?
Right?
Yeah. Saying.
Amen.
Saying is the start. But it's not the result. The results come from what? Applying it. Using it. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't apply it, then you don't come to the... Listen, it's just like they put you on a job, you say, I'm a good worker. And if you don't go in there and do the work, I plan, brother, they're going to say, well, I thought you were. Right?
Yeah, right.
Huh? I thought you were, but I found out. Yeah. After we watched you for a couple of weeks, we found out different, didn't we? How did they determine?
Amen.
They use a stick to determine whether you're a worker or not. Now, you got all the same saying you're a good worker, but that's not enough. To say that I believe something with my mouth is a good initial start, but it's not the faith that God's talking about. The faith that comes from the heart, you would do it. You know what he said in the 11th chapter of Mark when he said for them to say to the mountain, if thou believe in thy heart, say with thy mouth. But he has to, here's the difference was, it's not just they say with thy mouth, be thou removed, but believe in thy heart and doubt not. Remember the two things? Thou shalt say to yonder mountain. But people forget the other two things, which jump-started it. Believe in your heart and what? Doubt not.
Doubt not. Amen.
Application. Producing. So here we are. We are going to face all kind of tests and difficulty. All kind of tests and difficulty in our life can confront, just like David, all the battles of life. Hallelujah. And we're going to face them because it's necessary. But here's about warring against the opposing forces. Is putting on the garment of praise and worship and the armors of war. The armors of war is what? The helmet of salvation.
Amen.
Sixth chapter of Ephesians. The helmet of salvation. Where did he get that from? Jesus Christ. Is our, what? The breastplate of righteousness. Who is our righteousness? Jesus become our righteousness by faith. He who attained righteousness by faith in Christ.
Amen.
Then the next thing is the shield, to put on the shield of faith. Faith cometh. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing. Keep putting on the armor of faith until he gets the little faith, the faith that brings salvation. That's the beginning. But that's not the only salvation, the one that saves you, that brings you to Christ and make you surrender. But there's another type of faith. You got to walk by faith. Am I right? You got to walk by faith, right? You got to live. The just shall live by faith. You got to move on from just live by faith. You got to get overcoming faith. Then you got to get warring faith, a miracle faith. So you're not through now. You're not through. You got to get what mountain moving faith. Thou shalt say to yonder mountain. Because God promised you that you're gonna have mountains, right? He promised you that.
Amen.
I mean, it's a promise. People like to look on the other side of the promise, but he promised you that you're going to be persecuted and hated and that you're going to meet all manner of evil. He said you're going to have mountains and opposition and difficult. The enemy shall. But then he says, take the offensive. Therefore, come against him. Break his yoke by true belief. Now, you notice what he said, the last part of that angel's message in the 38th verse, find worship. I look up that word to find. Find worship in what?
Deliverance.
Find what? Did he say find? Find what?
Worship and deliverance.
Find worship. What does that mean to you to find something?
You have to look for it and seek after it.
It means if you got to find it, you don't have it. If I got to find something, I only had to find it if I already have it. Do it.
Right.
Well, I mean, if I got to go looking for something, it means that I got to go find it because I don't have it already. If I go looking for a car, I go for something that's lost, or look, I got to find it. Then I find it, then it's mine, I utilize it. But if I have to find worship, it said find worship. When you find it, what you'll find deliverance. Is that right?
Amen.
Well, the angel message, I've been reading it, the angel's message, as well as the Bible, and I was reading it, and it has a lot of keys in there, a lot of key things in the Word of the Lord. I mean, it's a lot of keys. You can open doors, open truth, open this, a lot of keys in the Bible. There are keys that are just laying there, laying keys to the kingdom, keys to opportunities, to blessings that belongs to us. But we don't utilize those keys. So the truth, the knowledge of the truth, my word is truth, will give you the power to unlock what belongs to you, to open the door to the keys of what God has in Christ paid for your life. So, the armor of war, the power of worship, and praise, because faith declares, hallelujah, faith declares the faith of God to the mountain, to the valley, to the armor. King Hezekiah said, army, finding worship and deliverance. Now, in 84 and 32, message 84 and 32, I think he confirms that again. But the Lord always confirms that in the mouth of two or three. If it's an important truth or important key in Scripture, it's going to be confirmed three or four times. If it be a central truth, is a core truth. He's going to confirm it. When God says, and through Christ, verily, verily, I say unto you, you better pay attention. When he said, verily, verily, I say, 84,
amen.
I think, and 32.
84 mm-hmm. and 32 said, worship and find the gift. The gospel
wait
is
a minute,
salvation
hold on.
To the faith.
Worship and find the gift. There's that word find again, right?
Right.
Worship and find something. Why would he say go find something if you already have a lock on it? Many people may not. Is that right? That
amen.
Says that many people that hear has not found it. If the Lord does not make himself redundant just to say stuff, just to say stuff, the Lord, when he speaks, his words are the words of life and hope and deliverance and instruction. He doesn't just say things just to be sane up like we do. I mean, human beings, we need to say a lot of stuff. But the Lord speaks, it's to all eternity. And it speaks to the need. He says, find what? Find, here we go with that word, find what?
Find a gift.
Read the whole thing. He said what? Find what?
That worship and find a gift. The gospel.
See, that's the most
salvation.
Important. Worship. See, if we leave out that important part, worship and find the gift. But the gospel, now he tells you how it's connected. The gospel is talking about believers. Is the gospel is what?
The gospel is salvation to the faithful, hope in eternity with the Lord.
To the faithful. To the faithful. A man after God's own heart. Yes. Do you know David made some fatal mistakes in life? Some tactical mistakes and failures in his life? But he got, I like what God says, a man after my own heart. Jehovah, he never turned his heart away from Jehovah in his covenant. I thank God. Now, let's see. We're at this hour where we, if anybody want to join us out there, as we're about to enter into another phase. Hallelujah. Anyone out there want to join us? Or welcome to. This is Handmaiden. We honor the wind, remember God everywhere, in every place on the earth, because they have some terrible times. You know, brother, where we are at comfort, at ease, in Zion, don't have too many difficult words about all over the world. Many nations are in chaos and tyranny and sorrow and weeping. The majority of people are weeping and sorrowful. And millions of people are facing awesome deliverance. But that's why it's important that the gospel, the most important part of the Bible is the gospel. And the gospel of Christ, without the gospel of Christ, really, truly, men don't have any hope. So the central thing of the whole plan of the Old New Testament is pointing to the Messiah, the promised seed, the good news. So the cross of Calvary, we look at it and look on the other side of it, that's the good news. The victory was won. The price was paid. The debt was paid to secure man. So the good news is all nations are falling and crumbling, just like the Bible says. Every nation is practically is in confusion and trouble, and it's trembling because the days of the kingdom of men and Satan has come to an end. Now is the time of the kingdom of the Most High God.
Amen.
So thanks be to God. So here we stand at the threshold door, the threshold of a new beginning of the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom, Revelation 12, the devil knows time is short, and the kingdom of this world is about to come to an end. The kingdom of the rulership of Satan over man's governments and way of life is coming to an end, and the devil's doing all he can. Of course, he's doing all he can. So that puts give us the obligation to do all we can, simply as that. It's a love obligation. Now,
yes.
The armor to teach our hands of war and fight, and the armor of war and the armor of praise and worship is not only a weapon in war, but a victory that God has provided. Because faith will take hold to the finding worship. Why do you think the messenger said that, Sister Anderson? Welcome, my dear sister. When he, these two questions the angel said, why do you think people miss the important keys in the angel's message? They read it a lot of times, but they sometimes we miss a lot of important keys that he's speaking.
Amen.
That confirms what the Bible says. We read it all day long and say, well, and we camp on the word of the Lord and we miss some important keys, because it takes the Holy Spirit to make you stop and say, oh, stop right here, look. It takes the Holy Spirit. See, because it takes the Holy Spirit to make you to help you to read the word of God, so you will see what you need to see, because you can read the surface of it and miss something all the time. And the Holy Spirit will pick you, and he'll stop you at that key and say, oh, no, you don't understand it. Let me enlighten you to this. And this is what you're bypassing. You bypass to stop it. I want you to stop and look at this. This is something, a key. He says,
yes.
Find worship.
Find worship.
Find worship and deliverance. Find worship.
The gift.
And the gift. Now,
yes.
And so he said three times, whenever the Lord repeats something, when it's an important truth, he always confirms it in three or four ways. He always do that. When Jesus in the New Testament is significant with speaking to a revelatory truth, he always would say this, verily, 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 I say unto you.
Yes.
In other words, he was saying, surely, surely, surely you better listen.
Amen.
You see, because this is ultimate truth. So when he used that term in the Bible for translating out the English, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again. That means there's no exceptions. There's no way out of that. There's no going under that. There's no go around that. There's no other method except a man be born of the water and the spirit. He can never embrace the kingdom of God, nor enter the kingdom of God. And that truth can never be changed. No matter whatever method you try to come up with, there is no other way. He's saying that truth. He said, if you try to go over this truth and say, well, I joined the church, or I'm a religious, I'm on good, I'm nice, my mama's a missionary, you know, I think I'm pretty educated. Well, Nicodemus was more educated. He was very high on the Supreme Court, and he was a very intelligent man, a high office in Israel. And he said, this truth of the gospel will stand.
Yes,
now,
Lord.
Listen what it says. Find worship, 88 and 38, 39. Find worship and deliverance. Listen, when King Hezekiah and David often used this method to win wars, because he released the hand of Jehovah. Hallelujah. And David, you go into 2 Chronicles 16 and 20, and you inform them something. You will come to understand something, why Satan hates true worship and why he don't want you to praise or pray or prayer in war in worship. Because when you pray, remember, when you truly pray in the spirit, you will begin to worship. Have you ever noticed that if you pray through and pray diligently in the spirit, and get into the spirit, and the spirit garners your prayer, you enter into praise and worship. You cannot get, this is how you know when you have a breakthrough prayer. I call it the breakthrough. You cannot pray fervently in spirit, in Christ, in the word of God, without entering to the area of praise or worship. Now, a lot of people say they pray. I'm not saying they don't. I'm not talking about that. But I'm telling you a spiritual truth. A spiritual breakthrough is area when you have entered in to the breakthrough of real prayer, to the area of spiritual prayer, which enter into warfare, to intercession and praise. You will not enter in praying in the Holy Ghost. The Bible talks about praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself more holy faith. When you come into that area, you will enter into an area of worship and praise.
Jesus.
Why is that the key to many things in our lives? The key. Because the key in Hezekiah and in David's life, they told you how they had to deal with everything in life and every disappointment, every mountain, every valley, every sorrow, every grief, how they had to release, how they had to release something out of your mouth from your heart called worship and praise and the weapons of warfare when he says, teach my hands to war. But you had to put on the armor of praise and worship first. Now we put on the breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. Now notice what the armor that we put on in Second Ephesians 6. The helmet of salvation.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
breastplate of righteousness. The what? The shield of faith.
Yes.
And the sword, the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. The sword. No, it didn't say no number. It said a sword. Then it said, "Gird about with truth." Oh, yes. The knowledge and revelation of truth that you got. And then it talks about your feet. Okay.
Yeah.
The gospel started with the gospel of peace. It was peace and power. Then it talks of, well, actually, it's known that you're covered with, cover yourself with the blood of Jesus and the angel at your side. Every time you war, there's angels at your side that you release. Now, in the Psalms 34, he said, the angels of the Lord encamp around them that fear the Lord and deliver them.
Yeah.
Well, no, this, we don't pray to angels like the Catholic Church normally do. That's sacrilegious. We can never pray to angels. We can only rely upon the hand of God and the word of God. We can never, but we can release the angels that belongs to. We can release them. We have authority in the New Testament to prayer and praise and worship and faith to release the angels to fight for us. Well,
yes, Lord.
There are many keys in there.
Yeah, it is.
In the scriptures. That belongs to a door of truth and a treasure that we should tap in. Go and tap in. Let us tap in. Tap in. Let's tap in what belongs to us.
Yes, Lord.
There are many things, when they take pipes and run them into your house, you're tapping into the flow of water. So they run the thing all the way so you can tap into the stream. But sometimes the thing gets plugged up and your water don't flow completely to this plugged up. We got to unplug a lot of stuff out of our lives so the water will flow freely. Freely.
Yes,
I don't want no drip drips. I don't want no drip drips. I want a free flow. Free flow. Hallelujah.
Yes,
now,
yes,
we are gathered. And now, each of us going to have different battles individually and corporately as a people. So I take it personal. Sister, I take it personal that my brothers by the thousand are having battles in China. You say, well, you don't know these people. You don't know these people. They don't belong to your group. Well, maybe they don't belong to your group. But the Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians, in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, by one spirit, by one blood, by one sacrifice, are we joined together. So I'm going to take the word of God and apply it to my life, no matter what your traditions say. Those people who are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, are my brethren. And they are in the body of Christ. And we are jointly together in this battle. And those people in Syria that have never seen them physically. Those people in Lebanon who are facing odds in Russia and China and Egypt, they are my brothers in battle. I'm just concerned about them. And the love of God don't tell me just to love the people in my group. That's not the love of God. I'm sorry, that's not the love that Jesus is talking about. I mean, I had to repent over that stuff. I had to confess that stuff because I had some prejudice but not loving all my brothers around the world. Well, they ain't loving them. They ain't da-da-da-da. Well, that was not the love. I had to repent and confess and get rid of that, my bias. Because I'm thinking that only the people in my little group that I, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can,
yeah,
you know how that goes. but this love that Jesus is talking about is a different type of quality of love. And we got to get all that stuff out of our minds and our lives and let the free flow of the water flow to all nations. Because unless the Christians who are in the gospel join together, the spirit of the Antichrist is moving greatly over the earth.
Amen.
In every place, in all the seven mountains of life, he is ruling. So now, individually, we have to fight. And we have to put on the armor of praise and worship and find worship and deliverance. Because God warned us. He said, find worship and find deliverance. He wants us to have it. Then find it. It's yours. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Worship and deliverance. Thank you, Jesus.
And then he says, teach my hand to war.
Yes.
My fingers to fight.
Yes. Jesus.
But there's a powerful weapon called worship and praise that go before you that proceeds out of your mouth, which causes faith, taking the word of God, which is a sword, and the praise of God is a sword. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
When the army of praise and worshipers in Jehoshaphat's day, he said, you don't need to fight in this battle, but I got another method that you can fight and win. Find worship and deliverance.
Yes.
And the enemy was slain before them.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So today, if we're going to, I'm going to pray this little prayer, and then we're going to pray another prayer.
Thank
Lord, teach us to obey your word. And come into the area of finding worship and deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
As you have commanded us. I submit and humble myself to learn the better way. To obey the promises that the angel in the Bible, the angel messenger has spoken, that I will be a true believer. Not just a sayer, but a doer. Now, Lord Jesus, we pray for all leaders in our country in authority, the president and his cabinet, our governments, our mayors, and for the people in the body of Christ. They may echo in their hearts and their decision. Change hearts.
Change lives.
Greed and lust, selfishness, ambition. Give us a heart of generosity and purity and compassion. We release the light of God to displace the kingdom of darkness. Banish and bind the evil spirits behind terrorism, crime, abortion, sex trafficking. Oh, Lord, you see the need. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the deceiving, destructive spirits of Satan. Our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authority, against the powers of dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. We tear down every idolatry, work of darkness over our lives, over our homes, over our community, over our government, and are seated in heaven high places. We dismantle all demonic principalities over the city gates. We cancel all witchcraft, curses, and decrees. We come in agreement with the angels. The Lord, release them to possess the gates for good and for our deliverance, not for evil. We lift up our heads and lift up our hands and be lifted up that the ancient gates of victory, the King of glory, would come in. Well, Sister Sally is fighting a battle. We lift up our heads and our hands. Let the King of glory come in. Let the King of glory come in. We open our faith that the King of glory should come upon our sister Sally against the opposing army and opposition. We release the sword of worship and glory, for you have decreed for us victory and triumph. We dare to believe and stand in agreement that the power of the waster shall be rebuked, that the King of Glory, and release the ministering angels, the warring angels, hallelujah, because they go before us, and we open our mouth in faith and believe, as in the days of Hezekiah, the worship and the praises, the armor of truth with the sword, for you have decreed for us to know victory. We tear down every idolatry thing in our lives. We renounce every idolatry thing in our life, like pride and selfishness and greed and religiosity and a form of godliness. We renounce and let the blood of Jesus cleanse us and wash us and forgive us from every hypocrisy, every dishonest thing, every deceitful thing. Forgive us and cleanse us and deliver us from trusting in the things of this world, for trusting in the things of this life. We bind the strong man. We bind the ruler. We stand with Sister Sally in her battle. The warring angels that are available, the ministering angels, the healing angels of deliverance. For you said, worship and find deliverance. Reach out, but deliverance has come in the word of the Lord. So we are reaching out to you and touching the hem of your garment in her behalf. That deliverance in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Open the goods, the blessings, that it may flow in the name of Jesus. Lord, release, release, release the weapons of our warfare. We release the weapons of our warfare, mighty in God. For you gave us warring spirits and warring weapons to release. Release, because we are seated in heavenly places, high above principalities, the thrones, and will of rulers. We release unto her help from heaven. For you said, call upon you in the day of trouble, you would hear and answer. This poor man cried unto you, and heard you heard his cry, and delivered him out of all of his fear. Are you the same, Jehovah, the same that sent your son? O Lamb of God, you prevailed against all opposition, Jesus. And you won complete victory and triumph. And we have the testimony of the blood and the resurrection in heaven that speaks on this wise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we glory, and we glory, we glory. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. We will bless the Lord at all time, because our assurance is in you, our faith in you, and our hope and our victory is in you. Our triumph is in you. For you have won complete victory. Therefore, as David said, we pursue and overtake and take every victory that belongs to him. Therefore, we bless sister in her opposition in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. And we give you the glory. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us. No weapon of the waster, of the destroyer. You destroyer, you that are waster, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus bind you. The Lord Jesus rebuke you. The Lord Jesus rebuke you. Thy waster and destroyer that rise against our sister, I bind you and the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus rebuke you. We bind and rebuke you. The Lord God stands, hallelujah. The Lord God rebuke you and bind you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. Yes,
thou
Lord,
art great, and great to be praised, and great to be praised, and worship known among men. Great to be praised, and worship is the Lamb of Calvary.
So
amen.
To be
amen.
Great to be
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
yes,
you know.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Now,
thank
we
you.
Thank God for this day. Okay, Sister Anderson, I'm glad to hear you. We give you, I guess we took over your, you got 10 minutes left, so we have to give you your 10.
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For loosening and revealing his keys of his work that we should be doing. And I thank and I praise the Lord for it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we stand in the gap also for Sister Nawasa and Brother Mark, Sister Brenda and Sister Ola, Sister Karen, Sister
Mike Greenwell, and Mike Greenwell, He's facing it. We have Misty Parker, Brother Parker's daughter. We have Sheila Crow and her husband. Lena Dre's wife. It's a host of didn't Norm Lyles needs special prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Brother Norm needs a special prayer.
Goodness,
in his name,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
Jim Nashland, Steve Martin, Ellen Crownover.
Yes.
Wherever William Flowers is at, or David Temple, Admiral Smith.
Yes, Jesus.
Sister Nealon's children, wherever they be at.
Yes,
Mother Hill in Kentucky and Mary Sister Fox, a touch from the Lord. Phyllis Gibson, Phil Jinkson, a special touch from the Lord need. Need a touch of a miracle from the Lord to show his hand in this way.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Brother Nate, you have some requests?
Thank the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
I pray for my older brother and my mother in Jesus' name. Pray
Thank
for
you,
them even salvation in the name of Jesus Christ,
Lord.
Our Lord. Pardon in the name of Jesus. That word may take root within them.
Jesus' name. Thank you. Oh, wait. Robert's Gross, former wife, Carolyn. We have a prayer for Sister Diane Hart. Children, our family members. Kevin Bruce and Sally Bruce's husband.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, Lord, we with these names we present to you in agreement, the prayer of agreement.
Glory to Lord Jesus.
We have read, and we believe, therefore, it is written.
Yes, Lord.
Satan is a liar and a father of lies.
Yes.
He come to afflict, to destroy, to bind, and to oppress. But Jesus, you came to set the captive free. So we have these names and the needs, what it may be, special needs. You specialize in the impossible, and nothing is too hard for you to do. You said to Abraham, the angels, anything too hard for Yahweh to do. You said in the days of John the Baptist's birth, in Luke 1:37, is anything impossible for God to do? The question goes, whatever your will is, we stand with your will to be manifested and done.
Yes.
Your design will.
The design
now, Lord,
will
we thank you that none should perish and none should be lost. You extend life and you give life.
Yes.
You extend the life of fettings, you extended his life. You extend the life of Hezekiah. You extend many life. You command life. You command light and truth and salvation and awakening.
Yes.
We pray for all of those that know about the Elijah message and the gospel of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Their eyes, their understanding should be enlightened.
Yes, Lord.
The eyes of their true understanding shall come.
That
Elijah cometh in these last days. So all of these prayer requests, we lay them at your feet in agreement. We give them into your hands. We entrust you, Lord Jesus, to undertake.
Yes,
we undertake you to undertake as the angels of deliverance in the power of the Holy Spirit be released to these needs.
Yes,
there's no weapon, no weapon formed against us by
no
devil,
weapon.
Demon, witch, warlock, man, nation, mountain, problem, difficulty that's formed against her shall not prosper. Every tongue that's adverse to the gospel, every tongue that rises up is condemned and cast down and counseled. And we release the love and the blood of Jesus because you are God of love and miracles. We thank you for hearing these requests And we lay them at your feet, and we give you glory.
Yes,
we give you praise and give you thanksgiving. As it is in heaven, let it be on earth. As they worship before the throne, saying, worthy is the Lamb. Holy,
yes,
holy Lord God Almighty, who redeemed us by his own blood from all nations, kindred, tongue, and people.
Yes.
Worthy is the Lamb, and holy is the Lamb, and
yes,
victorious
amen.
Is the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. For we
thank
are
you.
Seated on a better covenant with better promises. And we thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God is a good God and faithful is he. So it's been a good time that we meet together, and God has given us to rejoice and be exceeding glad every day of our life. In the midst of the battle, in the midst of the war, we rejoice because we have assurance from him. He
yes,
has given
Lord.
Us assurance that he will
thank
not
you.
Fail us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Love has not won
thank
only
you,
one battle, but love wins every battle of life. As long as we love
yes.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I
thank
God for my brothers in China, the thousands of them being converted in Indonesia to Christ and to the gospel.
Mm.
Maybe one day they'll find about the Elijah message, but right now they are seated in Christ in heavenly places. All those in Ethiopia and Egypt, they were under persecution. I pray for the hungry and needy in Sudan. My heart goes out to them and give a heart of compassion to reach out to our brothers around the world. And we thank you, Lord,
yes.
for the opportunity. And anoint our head with fresh oil as we go from this place. Anoint us with fresh oil. With commitment, no matter what the opposition or difficult. Anoint us with the love that continues to flow. Anoint us with the all-reaching love, not sectarian love. Love them in my church or love them in my group, but the love of Christ for all men. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
so
you,
we wait yeah. till tomorrow. I guess we tomorrow we'll
thank
Lord
you,
permit
Jesus.
Us to again meet together. Continue to hold
thank
your
you.
Faith for our sister Sally, and
you,
rejoice
Jesus.
And
amen.
Let the sword of the Lord work His work and the will of God be complete. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for another broadcast. Once again, look for the advertising for tomorrow at 7 o'clock, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And we are very grateful to Lord Jesus Christ for all of you who have been listening this night in the name of Jesus. So, therefore, until we meet again, this is Brother Lee and Brother Nate and Sister Anderson. We love you all. May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.